proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me. Today, we are pleased to announce that the Everlasting Nation Museum has reopened to the public. This museum was first opened in 1978 and underwent major renovations for a brand new experience. So, if you have visited the museum in the past, you will definitely want to see it now. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Now, the purpose of the Everlasting Nation Museum is to promote a biblical understanding of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel through the love of the Messiah. Here, the Bible will come alive in a fresh way as you step back in time to the time of Abraham and taking a glimpse into God's future plan for the Jewish people. Walking through the museum, you'll be presented with the miracle nation of Israel that God chose because of His love for them. Through struggles and blessings, you can definitely see God's hand at work. Since the museum reopened in the spring of 2019, hundreds of people from all over the world have visited. It is always a blessing to see the reaction of those who see the museum for the first time, and even for those who have come back a few times already. Now, we have had the privilege of having a variety of groups come through the museum, such as families, homeschool groups, and church groups. We've even hosted a group of deaf believers one time. Now, if you'd like to bring a group, or maybe your family or church group, feel free to contact us here to schedule your visit. With that said, I want to take a few moments today and share with you some of the reviews that we have received based on people's experiences here. David and Kay visited us recently from South Carolina. They commented, "The museum was very nice. Wish we had more time. We plan to come back with the rest of our family. Looking forward to it." Also from Brainerd, Minnesota, Roger and Shirley said, "This presentation is excellent. Very impressive. Can't wait to see it again." Another review I want to share with you is regarding a homeschool group that came, and their teacher wrote us a kind letter expressing their appreciation for their visit at the museum. She said that one of the students actually has developed a renewed interest in studying the scriptures because of their visit to the Everlasting Nation Museum. Another student from this group came a second time because they wanted to learn even more about Israel and the Jewish people from the Bible's perspective. The parents of these homeschoolers also expressed their appreciation that this was a Bible-based museum. This was a blessing for us to hear. This museum has proved to be an eternal investment. Now, stories like this provide just a taste of an incredible journey for you as you tour through the Everlasting Nation Museum. Through various displays and artifacts, the Bible will indeed come to life as you visit the Everlasting Nation Museum at International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. That's in the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Now, there is so much more in this museum that I know will be a blessing to you. If you are a student of the Bible, and I trust that you are, you will definitely find this museum to be a spiritual refreshment. Already, several people have visited the museum, and some are even planning to return, bringing family members or other members from their churches. Now, as you prepare for your visit to the Everlasting Nation Museum, I did want to remind you of a few extra but important things. The museum also houses the Everlasting Nation Gift Shop, which includes hundreds of specialty items from Israel, including jewelry, art, greeting cards, shofars, ties, music, and Jewish holiday supplies. Books and media resources are also available concerning Jewish and biblical studies. And we invite you to visit the Everlasting Nation Museum whenever you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Admission is free, and you may walk through on your own or request a guide. We are open Monday through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're coming, we do encourage you to call us ahead of time to reserve your visit to the museum. Let me also encourage, like I mentioned moments ago, about churches, small groups, homeschool groups, or whatever groups you have, to come and experience this museum together. I know that this will be a blessing to you. You can contact us here at 423-876-8150 or simply go online to our website at ibjm.org for more information. I know you will be blessed by your visit here. Our motto here is simply, come and see, go and tell. And I hope to see you soon. Now, our goal here at the museum is for the Bible to come alive through your visit. So please contact us here for more information. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.